just need your opinion on this. Text okay or not okay to 1-800-330-9999. I want to do a quick poll. Raven, I haven't even filled you in on this yet because I'm curious what you think off the cuff.
Okay.
Do you think it's okay to give your friends money for their birthdays? So I have like a group of four girlfriends, and we all have summer birthdays, and two of them have milestone birthdays this summer.
Okay.
And they're both coming up in the next week. So me and the fourth friend have been arguing about this back and forth because both of them are going on trips for their milestone birthday. So we're trying to figure out what to get them.
Yeah, you're not going to see them. And,
right.
You know, shipping something to arrive the day of or whatever doesn't make much sense.
Well, that's the whole thing is like, do we try to surprise them at the resort and we send them flowers there? Or do we try to do this and we try to do that? Or do we send them things to the house? And finally I go, Rita, let's just send them money.
Right.
Let's just Venmo them each money. And then they can buy and do whatever they want, you know?
I mean, because, right, when you're on a resort, what are you going to do with a bouquet of flowers? I'm drunk at the pool.
Oh, but she, you know, but she was like, well, why don't we, like find, like, a place at where they're going to be where she could get a massage or she's going to be doing this. She loves to surf.
Maybe who knows what she wants to do?
That's what I said. Yeah. I go, what if you're on your vacation and now you got to go to this random massage place to get a massage? Like,
right,
it's not what you want to do.
You feel obligated, and when am I going to be back? Right.
Or she's like, let's call the hotel and let's put the money towards their room. Or, you know, and I'm like, let's just Venmo them money and say, take the money and do anything you want. But she is so adamant that that doesn't have any meaning or emotion behind it. And like being as close as we are, that it's kind of like a pass off.
I mean, listen, with it being a milestone birthday, I guess that it makes a little bit of sense, but they're traveling for their birthday. So it's not like they're like, hey, throw me a party or we want something like that. So like, now, money in the pocket
also,
is always a nice reload.
Keep in mind, none of us live near each other. We're spread out all across the country.
Okay, so
yeah.
Money in the pocket is always a nice reload. Like, listen, sending somebody thoughtful, something that they spoke about or whatever is one thing. But if you don't have any of that in mind right now, cash is king.
You know,
send me the money, and it's Venmo. It's right in their phone. They've got it instantly. They know you're thinking of them. They can do whatever they want.
I agree with you 100%, but her argument is that for our birthdays last year, there was a lot of thought that what was sent to us.
Oh, well.
And that they really thought about things that we would enjoy, and they wanted to give us experiences, and they wanted and all these things that are true. But, like, I don't know. I don't think like that. I think, like, I would rather have the money in my bank account and go to dinner and say to my husband, oh, you know, so Rita's got this one. She sent me money for this. This is to cover our dinner. And I'll just send a picture of a glass of champagne and say, thanks, Rita.
I think that given those circumstances, you have two choices, right? So given the fact that theirs was so well thought out and personal, all that, you can do that and send it to arrive either the day before they leave or the day after they return. On the other hand, you can just send them more money.
Okay.
you have to make it a bigger amount now at this point because you're like, eh.
I'm looking at our text line. Okay, it's okay, it's okay, not okay, so okay.
Yeah, so okay. Send me the money.
All right, text really quick. Okay, not okay to 1-800-330-9999. We'll be right back and I'll give you a total.